Here on the UMD campus, we are celebrating Earth Day in a big way, as we are wont to do. And because the folks at UMD have it going on, we have options to do things outside and options to do things inside. Breanne Graber joins us this morning in the studios. Hi, Breanne.
Hello. Nice. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to have you here. So we mentioned the cleanup outdoors. It's a community cleanup. It gets underway this morning at 10 o'clock. So you got a couple hours to bundle up.
Well,
go.
Actually, the 10 o'clock is the greenhouse farming documentary. So if you want to stay warm this morning, we have the 10 o'clock in Griggs. We have senior Kirstie Moyer giving a greenhouse farming documentary, and you can learn how to do your own edible garden. But at 1:30, you're right, you can brave it outside. We have a community cleanup at Bayfront Park.
And folks can bundle up then, and it's like 1:30 to 2:30 or 3:30. It's not a really lengthy
cleanup. Right, and you can stay however long you want. You know, if you can only go in for about a half an hour, whatever you want to do, that's totally fine. All the supplies are provided for you. You just go to the Bayfront little area there where the concessions are and bathrooms are and everything, and they'll give you what you need.
Give you some gloves and say, get out there
yes.
and pick up some garbage.
You got it.
So this documentary and seed planting, you're actually going to have the opportunity to plant some stuff this morning if you want to?
You know, I am not exactly sure. You're going to be watching how to do it, at least. And
okay.
then they are going to kind of give you some helpful hints on how to start your own edible garden at home or wherever you can plant.
That sounds like a fabulous idea.
Yes, most definitely.
And it also notes that it is followed by a weekly meditation. So
yes, and who can't use that, right?
To just chillax a little bit. It is April 22nd. The sun will shine again. We will all be fine.
Right.
We're going to be fine.
Yes, you got it.
Coming up on Friday, it's Bike Bus Walk Day to celebrate alternative transportation. What's that about?
Yes, so Kirby Bus Hub will be bustling with various events
bustling.
For anybody.
Bustling.
I know, don't you love
bustling.
It?
I love that. All right, go ahead.
We'll have a bunch of different events. There'll be prizes for those who want to bike, walk, or take the bus. There'll be a party bus. There'll be a bunch of fun stuff. So definitely check out the Kirby Bus Hub. 9 a.m. and throughout the day, pretty much.
Party bus. Now, where's the bus going? Where's this party bus going?
That is yet to be determined.
Oh, it's like, yeah, well, it's going downtown.
You'll have to check it out.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's a lot of bus party connection, of course, because it's the Art for Earth Day gallery hop in the community. We talked about that
yes.
a little bit yesterday on Where's Art.
Oh, fabulous.
And so there's definitely going to be some party buses, you know, out and about this weekend. Then on Saturday, and that's going to be a day that everything in the universe is going on Saturday, at Bagley Nature Area, first thing in the morning, the rec sports department calls it spring into shape. Like you can just wake up, you know, on Saturday morning and go, oh, I think I'll get into shape. I think I'll run a 5K.
Well, and if you're not all about the running, you can definitely walk it. Bring the kids along. It's $15 for anybody who wants to attend and $12 for students. So, and you can register that very day. So just get there a little bit early and the race starts at 10.
And go ahead, and it's a fun run, so nobody's going to point at you and make mock if you end up doing a fun walk.
Definitely not. We're just trying to promote healthy and get out there and get active.
And enjoy the earth. And perhaps if you haven't been to Bagley Nature Center, it might be just a reminder you need to get up there and just snoop around, do a little hiking that day.
Definitely. And if you're not into the hiking thing, like you said, you can go to the Art for Earth Day gallery hop. The Tweed Museum is part of that. We have a bunch of downtown Duluth galleries who are part of it, Duluth Art Institute, Phantom Galleries, and of course the Tweed. So it should be a fun thing. They have free receptions from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And various exhibits.
Now, back in the day, the Tweed always had the maps for the Art for Earth Day gallery hop. Are they still available there at the Tweed so that you can pick them up? I also see that you can get them online.
Yes, you can get them online. They actually have their own website. You can just go to duluthgalleryhop.com, and it has a nice, we're number 7, the Tweed Museum of Art is at UMD, and they have it all labeled and mapped out for you.
Fantastic. So lots of information available. It's beautiful you here during Earth Week. Do you have other events that you're kind of looking ahead to as our academic season begins to wind down? Or are we just kind of, it's Earth Week, and once Earth Week is done, we can go back to being regular everyday you.
Oh, of course not. Earth Day is every day, right? Earth Week is every week. So, yes, beautiful you at UMD Week. We're definitely focusing on the Earth Day events. However, it continues. So next week, for sure, we have various presentations. Tuesday, April 28th at 7 p.m., we have a carbon fee and dividend presentation by Joe Robertson. Wednesday, April 29th, we have a bunch of stuff. Global warming presentation at 11 a.m., sustainability at NRRI for student presentations at 1. We have a presentation, The Outsized Role of Earth's Largest Lakes by Dr. Robert Sterner at 3:30. And we have a little competition there, it looks like, because at 3:30 also is Turning Environmental Challenges into Business Opportunities, an NRRI panel discussion, and LSBE 118.
So if a person goes to the main UMD webpage and puts beautiful U, that is the letter U, into the little search bar, will they get to your page and they'll be able to find all of these things so that they
yes.
can track them down?
Most definitely. And if they want to have a more direct link too, they can also go to, you know, d.umn.edu/sustain. That will give you a bunch of sustainability events that I just talked about.
Okay, fantastic. Brianne, thanks so much for coming in. It's good to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Brianne Graber joined us this morning as our guest to talk about beautiful you and all of the Earth Week celebrations going on here on our UMD campus.